the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Annette Petriccioni topping our report this hour. In the span of a month, six men were separately arrested in Camden County for having or sharing child sexual abuse images or video. One of the defendants was initially picked up for allegedly stalking children as they walked home from school in Haddon Township last month. The men range in age from 23 to 51. Prosecutors say their charges stem from alleged activity on some popular social media apps. Newark Airport is set to undergo major investments.
New York Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis says President Trump's budget, which he dubbed the Big Beautiful Bill, includes $12.5 billion to modernize air traffic control systems across the nation, including the one at Newark Airport. Malliotakis says modernizing systems is critical to improving efficiency and reducing delays. It comes after one of Newark's main runways just reopened following renovations and the FAA transitioned the airport to a new fiber optic network. Malliotakis says it will not only serve New Jersey travelers, but people from Staten Island and Brooklyn who often travel out of Newark. Natalie Migliori, New Jersey 101.5 News.
This newscast brought to you by NJ Diet. Summer is here. It's time to lose that weight with NJ Diet. You will lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. Call 855-5-NJ-DIET or go to njdiet.com. The White House wants to turn the page on the Jeffrey Epstein case. During a press conference Thursday, White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt was asked about what part of the Department of Justice investigation into the late sex trafficker President Trump referred to as a, quote, hoax.
The president is referring to the fact that Democrats have now seized on this as if they ever wanted transparency when it comes to Jeffrey Epstein, which is an asinine suggestion for any Democrat to make.
Leavitt went on to blast the media for its continued coverage of Epstein, saying the American people care more about bigger issues. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj115.com and click on demand. What's the weekend looking like? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Finally, our stagnant weather pattern is changing a little bit. Weak cold front this morning, warm front late tomorrow, strong cold front at the end of the weekend. It's really keeping us on our toes. Lots of temperature flip-flops in the forecast and some rain chances this weekend, too. Today's rain chance very limited, just a stray shower. It is a pretty nice day with sun and clouds, humidity going down, and high temperatures in the lower to mid-80s. Not as hot as it has been. Tonight looks very comfortable. Partly cloudy skies, lows in the mid-60s. We'll do okay tomorrow with scattered clouds and highs in the lower 80s. The only problem, there could be a few showers around during the day tomorrow. It's not a sure bet, but there could be some rain. And then Sunday turns cloudier, more humid, and even more unsettled. Watch for a round of scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially Sunday afternoon. Highs back in the upper 80s. From the PSENG Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Thank you, Dan. Right now across the Garden State, 78 degrees in Elizabeth, 82 in Lakewood. Sea Isle City is 85. Weather brought to you by Fantasy Island Amusement Park. Bring the whole family, featuring 18 rides, 13 boardwalk-style midway games, an expansive arcade, and 5 eateries. There is something for everyone. Fantasy Island is open daily now through Labor Day. For hours and info, visit FantasyIslandLBI.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.